Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
It's too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
My primary complaint has to do with the recent example would be Benjamin Albright, but it goes beyond that with reporters trying to use certain words like should, could, would, might. And then if it actually happens, they take credit for breaking the story. If it doesn't happen, they then come back and say, well, I only said could or would. I didn't say that it was definitely going to happen. If you're all in, you're all in. But when things don't go your way, you can't act like you were not for sure when you sent the tweet. That it just bugs me when reporters do this, especially in sports media. It's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
Have the stones to stand behind what you tweeted.
My primary complaint is everything about this Tigers-Astros series. The fact that yesterday was historically the biggest betting line ever, plus 500. The Tigers were yesterday with Justin Verlander pitching. Tigers actually won the game, by the way. You'd have made some money if you bet on the Tigers in that game. To Justin Verlander shutting out a Detroit Free Press reporter from the open media period because he had a beef with him when he was a Tigers pitcher. To the fact that today, following up historically the biggest gap ever in Vegas, is the biggest gap ever in Vegas again. Minus 500, the Astros are favored in this game. Detroit. Tigers, you're doing something wrong here. This should never happen in a Major League Baseball game. There should never be a betting line in a sport that plays this many games with this many variables of what should happen. It's all wrong. Everything about this series is wrong, and I hate it. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain.
The Orioles did it to Verlander, too, this year.
Say, what if it was the
8-7.
Orioles?
Orioles are better than the Tigers. Tigers the worst team in baseball.
That's right.
And the record shows that.
Hey, say that again.
The Orioles are better than the Tigers.
Wow. I had no idea.
I'm going to start a rivalry with Hutton. I didn't think Hutton's it was Tigers, possible. The big Orioles.
I didn't think
the,
it was
the big
possible
rival to the Orioles.
To be worse than the Orioles.
From the major leagues to the little league. The Little League World Series, I love it, but it's my primary complaint this week because, well, let me just go over the teams that represented the regions for the Little League World Series.
Okay.
How about the New England region, represented by Rhode Island? That makes sense, right?
It does.
The West, represented by Hawaii.
Yeah.
The Northwest, represented by Salem, Oregon.
Okay. Sure.
The Great Lakes region, represented by Bowling Green, Kentucky. The Midwest, represented by Coon Rapids, Minnesota, an actual state that touches the Great Lakes, is in the Midwest region.
Wow.
The Southeast, represented by a team from Virginia. And let's go to
should be Mid-Atlantic.
Let's go. Well, Mid-Atlantic, represented by Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Let's go to the team that represented the great southwestern region of the United States, that far-flung region of Ridge River, Louisiana.
What?
I'm not someone that needs to have everything lined up and fit in these nice little compartments. Like, I hate time. I hate schedules.
Yeah.
I'm okay with things that don't fit in certain constraints. But when you're representing a geographical region, you should actually be in that region. That's my primary complaint.
And they complain.
Nice job, Reed.
Quality.
And yes, I do have a problem with Missouri and Texas A&M being in the Southeastern Conference.
It's not helping the kids with their geography either.
I wonder Jared Goff didn't know where the sun was rising. Setting.
Now, Cal should have straightened that out for him.
Yeah.
My primary complaint, people I don't know. They don't get phone etiquette. So I've got a
so
colleague
great.
Or an associate. we're swapping texts because he likes something that I tweeted, and then he says, "Also, you're around today to talk." And I said, "What's up?" And then I waited a while. And I said, "What's up?" And he said, "Just called." I said, I'm not really a big phone guy, and I'm on the radio now. Like, when I say what's up, you got to give me an agenda for the call.
I love that you started with, I'm not a big phone guy. Yeah. I'm also doing a radio show.
Yeah. I'm not having a phone conversation if I don't know what's on the agenda.
Well, could have gotten off the hook by just saying, I'm on air right now, can't talk. Instead, right. He had to take a step further and say, not a phone guy. I'm also on air.
I got to be honest. I'm not having a phone conversation with my mom if I don't really know the agenda. I'm certainly not having a phone conversation with somebody I haven't talked to, like, since he left town.
Right.
If I don't know the agenda. I'll text with you, Chief.
And they complain and complain and complain.
But this guy clearly doesn't want to text. He wants to chat.
Oh, he wants to chat. I don't have 20 minutes. And I think that's probably a minimum, I'm guessing.
So Ammonhauser doesn't want anything written down. He wants to speak to you directly.
It ain't Ammonhauser.
Dave wants to chat?
Yeah. It might be about Ammonhauser, but it's not Ammonhauser.
Then I want you to...
Is this call coming from Buffalo?
I'm not a big... No, it definitely isn't. I'm not a big phone guy. I've used that
before.
Well,
I've been thinking we got off on the wrong foot.
Should I feel bad like saying I'm not a big phone guy? It's a polite way of saying it. We're not talking on the phone today, Chief.
I don't think you had to say that to him.
No, I didn't have to. I wanted to.
I think the majority of people now prefer to text as to call.
I think a more polite way to say it could have just been, I'm really busy and I'm on air right now. What is it you want to talk about?
I'm not concerned with politesse. If he called me on my phone, it says, I'm probably not going to listen to this message. You're much better texting.
Big Orange Mac, lead us off. Chris, you are on deck. What's up, Mac?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. My primary complaint is people that like to take pictures or video of municipal workers doing their daily job. I've been blessed for 11 years to have the job that I have. And the other day, you know, got a triple digit. That old heat ball up in the sky had your boy hotter than two rats making love in a full sock. So on my way back to the office, I stopped by a local Southern Service to get an ice cold Coca-Cola to cool off with. When I come out, there's this person standing there with their video on their camera phone, taking a picture of me, getting in my service truck on the way back to the office. Look at here, Nosy Rosie. If I'm not selling crack to somebody's grandmother while I'm on the clock, mind your business. Gentlemen, y'all have a great day.
Thank you, Mac. That is weird. You're going to a convenience store to get something to drink and they're videoing you thinking that you're not working?
I'll video you if you're bad driving.
Well, Mac's a very good driver.
I'm saying that's where I
clean record. Break out that video. Phone video at any time, anywhere.
Unless he's selling crack to someone's grandmother, he doesn't want the video out.
It's not the crack that I'm worried about. It's the meth.
Oh. Let's go to Chris. Chris, what's the issue at work?
Okay, gentlemen, how's it going, first of all?
Great,
congratulations,
man.
Sir, Mr. Withrow, on your new addition.
Thank you.
My complaint is, you know, I'm blessed I have a position where I am now, just like the last caller. I'm extremely blessed. And we have a policy here at work. We're allowed to listen to the radio. We have all kind of genre music going on at the same time. But me and my 104.5 The Zone contributing, I am getting complaints because not everybody wants to hear talk radio. Check it out. It's not my fault. I work with a bunch of Colts fans, and we just like to talk about Titans over here in my little corner of the place. But guess what? I'm not going anywhere, and you guys aren't leaving. Y'all aren't leaving!
It's true, we're not leaving.
I like that.
Chris, excellent.
Keep it up, Chris.
We need to send a message to your office.
Can we bring them Wendy's?
Can we give a shout-out to Chris and his office with Leo?
You know what? I'm not leaving. I'm not leaving.
I'm not leaving! The show goes on!
Thank you, Chris.
Are we still bringing Wendy's to offices? Can we bring that to Chris's office?
That is a great idea.
Chris, go to our website. Try to find it. It's probably going to be difficult. But find whatever the link is to register for your office. To get free lunch from Wendy's from us, and we're bringing you lunch one day.
That was good.
I just made the executive decision.
Why don't you send him a link?
You may be the only person
to
do it.
He would if he could.
I mean, it's like a treasure trove. If you find it, you get it.
Yeah, it's an Easter egg.
Like, we're going to have one business that it's like if you find it, you're going to get the free lunch. Chris, I know you're still listening because
you're not leaving. It's like Paul trying to find Eddie George's code for half off.
I know. Titan 27, all caps if it's case sensitive or insensitive.
I'm sure he's still listening because he's not leaving. Go to the site, find where to register for us to bring
Let's
you
make
lunch.
This happen.
Let's
Chris.
Do a show from your office. We will win over your coworkers, even if they're Colts fans.
Spencer, what's up?
What's up, guys? How are y'all?
Great, man.
Good. My primary complaint is with Coach Vrabel, actually. I just actually started listening to Bustin' with the Boys, Taylor Lewan's podcast. And Taylor asked him, you know, who's your least favorite media guy? And, of course, he says Paul. And then you have the decency to pronounce his last name right. So I'm just like, come on, man. If you're going to talk down on this guy, at least give him the courtesy of the right name.
That's kind of the charm of the answer. Also, he didn't say it was me. He said the easy answer would be me.
Well, he said Kuhersky is what he said. Yeah. The easy answer would be Kuhersky. Yeah. But that's the charm of the answer?
He thinks it's the charm of the answer.
Oh.
Look, the easy other part of it is he doesn't know anybody else's name.
Well, that's not true.
He knows Teresa's name.
Yeah, that's true. But it wouldn't be polite.
Right? Yeah, so Paul will take.
I mean, he's polite.
He'll take the sword.
He gives her the first question every day, so he's not going to use her name.
You knew Travis Haney's name because they spoke in Indianapolis, and you didn't even see him. And he called him by his first name.
Let's go to AJ for primary complaint presented by the Dr. Gill Center. Back, neck, and chronic pain relief. There, your answer 794-0800. The number. What's up, AJ?
Hold on, gentlemen.
Hey, man.
My primary complaint is men who do not know how to properly apply cologne. Don't you hate it when you shake somebody's hand
yes.
and you part smelling like them? You may like to smell like high karate and aqua velva. I don't. Let's stop the madness. Women, if you're listening to this, seize the cologne. Have an intervention with these guys. All you have to do, spray your pulse points. You will be able to smell it, and you won't be able to be smelled before you walk into the room. If I smell you before I see you, you put on too much. Don't spray it in the air and dive up under it. Don't do all that kind of crazy stuff. Put it on properly. I'm out.
Properly, a little a spritz on the neck area.
This has been a big day for me smelling things. The ammonia in hell.
Happy
it's also,
smeller anniversary.
So I'm walking across the street to get coffee before the show, and a woman steps out of an SUV, and she smells delightful. And it's like you could smell it though from I'm on the right side
smell
of the car.
Smell of wealth.
She's getting out of the driver's side, and I can smell her, and she smells great. Followed immediately by the trash cans outside of Tin Roof that I pass. That's one of the worst smells I've ever smelled in my life. I mean, it was like a combination of everything on Bourbon Street.
On a scale of
morning after
on a scale of zero ahead, to you know what? How bad?
It was a 9.8.
Right there.
It was awful, but it was just amazing the difference in smelling her perfume and then smelling that.
I do not believe you.
I don't either. 9.5 compared to
bad.
The 10
I mean,
that
was
we're
like,
talking about.
You saw my face when I took the smelling salt.
Yeah,
like it was like that type of physical reaction. Like what? I mean, you had to run past it because it was so strong.
It was
right,
a big
there.
Night so, last night.
You didn't have to stay.
So spicy.
You didn't have to stand in it for a while.
No, I didn't marinate in it or anything. I ran. I got to the coffee smell.
Spicy
quickly.
With some notes of oak. It really hits you on the back of your tongue.
I just went and started sniffing the woman who got out of the SUV.
Yeah,
to get out of my, it cleansed my palate.
Did you pinch her fabric between your fingers like waiting for the elevator?
To cleanse my palate.
What is that, cashmere?
What's Hair Metal Henry complaining about today?
Alpaca.
I'm complaining about him showing so many damn golf pictures on his Twitter handle.
I like those,
what
Henry.
What do you work, Chief?
Hey, when you get free invites, you got to thank them,
yep.
especially at the Legends Club, so I can't afford that place. Listen, before I get into my complaint, just wanted to make a main and JV recommendation, one for Gator Mike, and two, since the topic of discussion over the past few months, you can have your very own Von Schmitto if you put Patrick Von Schmitto.
Is he legit? Is he a legit Von Schmitto?
He's a pure blood?
Is he just taking up the name?
Oh, no, he's pure blood.
Okay.
He's a native.
So we're related, is what I'm hearing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, he could also be the official pest control of the Midday 180, but that's for another topic and his money and advertising.
We'll consider him for JV.
Yeah. So my primary complaint is for, and I hate to do this to my fellow brethren, but it's for my alumni league members who want to bring a plus one. Look, we should be just thrilled and happy to be there. But as the self-appointed CEO and president of the league, I vetoed it for two reasons. Whoa. One, if you don't bring a plus one, that's more bourbon and more beer for, well, mainly me. And two, you know, we're the best of the best. We've been there the longest. If you have a plus one, how can we possibly claim prima nocta on the main and JV's plus ones? All right. So that's how this is going to work. Boys, I'll see y'all soon.
Yeah.
Well, that's the third. Well, that is a power play that this show approves of right there, Henry. We are right there in line with your thinking. Great work.
That's very strong. I mean, at least he's got.
Oh, can I complain about Henry for a second?
If yeah. Must.
So I sent Henry a message asking if he wants some the guest, the plus one. He says no right away. But at some point, apparently his wife had the phone. So I sent something back, and it wasn't
tawdry,
bad.
Filthy,
but it was something that guys
nasty.
Talk about, me and Henry.
Yeah.
And it responds with, oh, hey, this is Henry's wife for the phone right now. Actually,
oh God,
I'm going to be out of town in Europe at the time. I'm like, Henry. Give a brother a heads up.
What is she doing with this
phone? Well, like, even it may have been her with the phone, and it, like, you've got to immediately, if you have someone else's phone.
And the text was, are you bringing the tube and the wine bladder, or am I?
This is phone etiquette. If you have someone else's phone, a spouse, brother, sister, whoever, either don't respond to the text that's coming into their phone, or immediately identify yourself as not that person.
Yeah, you got to hand it back. You got to not have the phone.
I mean, I found it funny.
And
because
this is a step short of having a joint email account.
Well, I know.
Bob and Sue at yahoo.com.
Yeah, that's bad.
Next thing we know, Henry's going to have a joint Facebook page.
Yeah. Yep. Oh.
Soft Rock Henry. We go
nothing
to.
Says marriage counseling like a joint Facebook page.
Yacht Rock Henry.
Yacht Rock. What's up, Rob?
Little Steve Winwood.
Or excuse me, Rob's on deck. Brian's next up. Hey, Brian, Steve Winwood.
Guys, I would like to ask to be moved back one spot in the lineup because I don't like following Henry, and somehow it ends up happening every time.
Tough break.
But two quick things, man. First of all, Chad, your smelling incident reminded me of Anchorman, and the Puma cologne.
Quite pungent.
Yes.
Burnt hair.
And there's something about
bits of real panther.
I think they make men's cologne with some kind of testosterone because what that guy said is true. Women's perfumes, for some reason, I can never, it's never too strong to me, but anytime I get around a man, it seems like it smells like Axe body spray. It doesn't matter what brand of cologne he wears, it's like Axe body spray to my nose.
I remember on Shark Tank, they had a guy, they had a group of people who were in there selling or trying to get people involved with their company that sold like cologne that had pheromones in it to attract people.
How'd that go?
They didn't. They
Mr.
Didn't,
Wonderful
they did
was
not
out
invest.
On that?
They were out. It was odd.
Cuban went into
but they, it? They claimed it was like a legitimate product where you could put it on and you would leave with by picking up somebody.
Hey, guys. This may sound kind of stupid, but most of my primary complaints I think are stupid. But for key rings, And the reason I say this is because I went to the dealership to get my oil changed on. I would go to a Firestone or somewhere else. But I just so happened to go to the dealership. They took my key fob off my keychain, off my key ring. It took me literally 10 minutes to get it back on. And I can't figure out for the life of me why they took it off in the first place. If the likelihood of them losing my key fob or losing my keys, I would rather them all be lost together as opposed to both. But why haven't we come up with a more sensible way to keep our keys in one place? The key rings are the dumbest thing. I can't tell you how many fingernails I've split trying to get that little stupid thing open. There's those ones that got like the little braids on them, and then it's almost impenetrable. They could be used at the Fort Knox as a former security man. But those things are the dumbest things. I still don't know why we don't have a better form of keeping my keys together. I don't want a carabiner or however you say it. I don't want any fangled dangles. Just give me something to keep my keys together without me having to risk a life and limb to get my keys off. That's all I got. Y'all be good.
Yep.
It is tough to get a key fob on and off. I have very few keys outside of my.
Rob is next. Hey, Rob.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. My primary complaint is when callers taking up too much time and I can't get my time in. Anyway, my real primary complaint is, you know, when I go to Kroger's or Walmart, I didn't come there to work there. There's some real big freaks in that place. They think I'm supposed to come in and check out my groceries after I don't purchase them. No, I don't do that. I already have a job. And then I'm standing in line, and then we got two long lines, and they got cashiers. Cash register's just open. They won't hire anybody. What is wrong with them freaks? They some real freaks in that place. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Rob.
Some real freaks in there.